So there's controlled airspace, class Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, uncontrolled airspace, class Gulf, and then there's also special use airspace and other airspace areas. Special use airspace exists where activities must be confined because of their nature. Special use airspace consists of prohibited areas, restricted areas, warning areas, military operation areas, alert areas, controlled firing areas, and national security areas. That's special use airspace. Then there's other airspace areas, such as prohibited areas, restricted areas, warning areas, military operation areas, and alert areas. Special use airspace exists where the activities must be confined because of their nature. In special use areas, limitations may be placed on aircraft that are not part of the activities. Special use airspace consists of prohibited areas, restricted areas, warning areas, military operation areas, alert areas, controlled firing areas, and national security areas. Prohibited areas are blocks of airspace in which flight of aircraft is prohibited. Prohibited areas are established for security or other reasons associated with the national welfare. Prohibited areas are published in the Federal Register and are depicted on aeronautical charts. Restricted areas are areas where there's an unusual, often invisible, hazard to aircraft, such as artillery firing, aerial gunnery, or guided missiles. Aircraft may not enter a restricted area unless permission has been obtained by the controlling agency. Restricted areas are depicted on aeronautical charts and are published in the Federal Register. Warning areas contain the same hazardous activities found in restricted areas, but warning areas are located in international airspace. Warning areas, prohibited areas, and restricted areas are shown in Legend 1, and they are depicted on aeronautical charts. Warning areas are established beyond the 3-mile limit. Military operation areas, or MOAs, consist of airspace of defined vertical and lateral limits established for certain military training activity. There's no restriction against operating VFR in these areas. However, you should be alert since training activities may include acrobatic and abrupt maneuvers. Military operations areas are depicted on aeronautical charts. When you're operating within an MOA, you should exercise extreme caution. Any flight service station within 100 miles of the area will provide you with information and hours of operation. Prior to entering an active military operations area, you should contact the controlling agency for traffic advisories. Alert areas are depicted on aeronautical charts and are to advise pilots that a high volume of pilot training or unusual aerial activity is taking place. Pilots of participating aircraft, as well as pilots transiting the area, are equally responsible for collision avoidance. A controlled firing area contains activities for which, if not conducted in a controlled environment, could be hazardous. The difference between controlled firing areas and other special use airspace is that the activities must be suspended when a spotter aircraft, radar, or ground lookout position indicates an aircraft might be approaching the area. National security areas consist of airspace of defined vertical and lateral dimensions established at locations where there's a requirement for increased security and safety of ground facilities. Pilots are requested to voluntarily avoid flying through these depicted areas. When necessary, flight may be temporarily prohibited.